So far, so good for the Moose Jaw Ice at the U15A Provincial Fastball Championship. The tournament host Ice posted a 2-0 record through the first day of competition at Optimist Park, taking a 12-4 win over the Regina Royals rush to open the event on Friday morning before rolling to a 7-3 win over the Melfort Spirit in Game 2 of the Round Robin. As a result, Moose Jaw holds down first place in their pool heading into their two preliminary round games on Saturday. The Ice wasted no time getting things going in their tournament opener, as a 3-run first inning and 5-run third contributed to a 10-4 Moose Jaw edge through 4. They'd tack on 2 more runs in the 6th to secure the commanding win. Sophia Johnston had a solid game at the plate in the opening bout, going 2-for-3 with a triple, run scored and 2 runs batted in, while Charlize Hilmer was 1-for-4 with a double, 3 runs scored and a pair of RBI. Blake Malte and Tara Bell also had a pair of hits and a double each, with both knocking in a pair of runs as well. Avery Garthus picked up the win on the mound, going 3 innings and allowing 4 runs on 6 hits and striking out 5 before giving way to Kensington Demasi, who held Regina to 2 hits and struck out 5 the rest of the way. Things were a touch closer against the Spirit, as after building a 4-0 lead through 3.5 innings, the Ice saw Melfort pick up a pair of runs in the 4th. A nifty defensive play by pitcher Taryn Friesen escaped any more damage in that inning, though, and Moose Jaw would get both those runs back in their half of the inning. Bell had another good game at the plate, going 2-for-4 with 2 runs and a run batted in, while Johnston and Garthus were both 2-for-3 with a run scored. Friesen allowed 3 runs, 1 earned, on 4 hits while walking 5 and striking out 3 over 4 innings. Demasi again finished things off and had an identical line to her first game with 2 hits and 5 strikeouts over 3 innings. The Ice are back in action on Saturday at 8:30 a.m. when they take on the Saskatoon Raiders before finishing off the round robin at 2:30 p.m. when they take on the Twin City Angels. The top 2 teams from each of the 4 round robin pools advance to the quarterfinals at 8 a.m. Sunday, followed by the semifinals at 1 p.m. and final at 3:30 p.m. All games are at Optimist Park, and be sure to click here for up-to-the-minute results.